Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. Welcome to episode 85 of English with Kirsty, and today it's time for a wise old owl episode, but something that covers a few more words than ones that we've had before. So today I'm looking at words that follow look, because someone said to me the other day, what word should I use after look? And I said, well, it really depends what you're saying. There are lots of words you can use after look, and it really depends on the context, and also it can make a sentence wrong if you choose the wrong one. So people say things like, I'm going to look on my diary, or look on this report when it's look at, or I'm going to look after something, which when they really want to say look for something. So I want to look through 10 words that can follow the word look and show how they should be, give examples to show how they should be used. So the first one was look at. So you look at something if you're directly looking at it. You want to get more information from it, so you can look at a picture or at a report. You don't look on something like that, you look at it. Look on is possible too, but that's, look on my desk for the papers. It's on top of the desk, so you look on the desk. It's on top of the desk, it's not in anything, it's just lying on the desk, on the table. So you can look on something, but it means on top of something else. Look in is if there is, it's inside something. So you look on the desk, but you look in the drawers or in the cupboard, or if it's a room, look in my office, you'll find it there. You can also look in your diary because it's inside your diary. So that's in when it's inside something else. Look for is something that some of my German speaking students get wrong. It's you look for something when you're trying to find it. So I've spent the last 10 minutes looking for my keys. I'm not looking after them, I'm looking for them because I'm trying to find them. And sometimes people say search for, I think, because it's closer to the German verb to look for. Search is more of a looking harder. It's like really trying to find something, but it's not just looking, trying to find in a, I would say I'm looking for a new flat, for example, rather than I'm searching for a new flat. Searching is like high and low, looking everywhere. Where is it when you've lost something? But looking for, it just means you're trying to find something. So in many cases, I would say that look for is a better choice than search for. But in any event, it's for, not after. Look after is when you're taking care of something. So I'm looking after my friend's dog while she goes on holiday, something like that. So you're looking after children, animals. Maybe you're taking care of customers while your colleague's away who normally do it, but you're taking care of something. So if you can swap out look after for taking care of, then it's generally going to be okay. Look up can have two word meanings. It's you can look up because you're looking down at your work and then somebody comes into your office and you look up to see who it is, or it can be in you have a word in a dictionary and you look it up to find out what it means. So you can look words up in a dictionary, or you can look up from what you're doing, or you can look up information on the internet. If you need to find out something, one of the first places I go is Google, so I'll look it up on Google. Look out. If you say to someone, look out, it means something bad is about to happen to them and they need to pay attention or take action to avoid that thing happening. So it's like a way of saying be careful. You can look out of a window because you're looking from there out into the world. You can also look out for something. It means you're kind of watching and waiting for it. So look out for our new product line that's coming out next month. Or look out for the information that I'm sending you. It will be with you in the next a couple of days, something like that. So it means you're kind of waiting for something and you're expecting it, so you're looking out for it. Or it can be something that you want to avoid, like if you're going for a walk, look out for rabbit holes, because you might trip over and hurt yourself. So it's kind of being aware of something as well. Look out for ice on the roads today. You know, you need to be careful and avoid the slippery parts. So it's not always a good thing to look out for something. It can be, but it can also be something that you want to avoid. If you look into something, it means you want to find out more information about it, see what happened. You know, there was a complaint perhaps by a customer, and then you need to look into it to see what happened, where did things go wrong, how did this problem come about. So that's look into something. And look down on someone is when you think that you're better than them. So maybe the example is look down on someone because they don't earn as much money, which isn't a good thing to do, but some people do it. Look down on someone because they maybe don't have such nice clothes, which again is not a good thing to do. But, you know, it's when you or someone thinks that they're better than other people, and yeah, that they're not physically bigger, but they kind of think, oh, I'm better than you, I'm bigger than you, therefore I can look down on you. So that's what look down means. So there are more. There's look over, look through. There are plenty of other things that we could do. We could probably find another 10 to do another podcast, but I just wanted to start with those 10 and show you that the word look can be followed by so many different words, and you need to choose the right one, or it can completely change your sentence. Like getting look for and look after mixed up can completely change the meaning. So try to learn them as phrases rather than just learning look and learning all these words. Use them together, like look for means this, look after means this, and that will help you to remember them better. And so, as I said at the beginning, this is a question that came to the wise old owl. You may have seen the owl's picture. If you have questions, then you can send them to me via the show notes page, which is englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode85, or you can find me on Facebook, which is English with Kirsty, or on Twitter, which is English with K, the letter K, because English with Kirsty was too long for Twitter. So Twitter is English with K. I'm on Xing as well as Kirsty Major. There's plenty of places to find me. So if you have a question for the wise old owl, you can send it through the show notes page or any of these other places. So questions about vocabulary, about how to use the right grammar, how to put together good sentences, how to any language study tips, or what does something mean, or idioms, or anything to do with the English language, send your questions to the wise old owl and he'll do his best to answer them. Okay, so that's the end of this episode. If you want to support the podcast, it would be really great if you could share it with your friends. If you enjoy it and you know someone else who would enjoy it, then it would be lovely if you could let them know and pass it on, either sending it to them or just sharing it on social media. I would really appreciate that. And if you're in England or the UK and Germany and you want to support by using my Amazon link, I would be very grateful. It doesn't cost you anything, but it means that I receive a small percentage of any sales made. So if you use my link instead of amazon.com or amazon. No, that's wrong. If you use my link instead of amazon.co.uk or amazon.de, then you it doesn't change anything for you, but I receive a small amount from that. So, but if you're in anywhere else in the world, you can still let people know about the podcast if you think they would enjoy it. So have a great week and have fun learning English. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.